With the Farm and Ranch Report, I'm Rick Worthington. The EPA enforces federal clean water and safe drinking water laws and have been telling farmers and ranchers how to regulate the amount of agricultural and feedlot runoff that can enter streams, creeks, and rivers. Recently, Idaho announced they now have the authority to issue their own wastewater permits. Governor Butch Otter and the EPA Administrator Scott Pruitt signed an agreement putting the Idaho Pollutant Discharge Elimination System into operation. Pruitt said it's time for Washington to let states set their own quality standards for pollution discharge into the water.
Those in Congress who drafted the Clean Water Act, who drafted environmental statutes like the Clean Air Act, they recognize that a one-size-fits-all issue, a one-size-fits-all approach, really is not the proper way to address environmental issues. I mean, the water quality issues in Utah, the second most dry state in the country, are different than the water quality issues that impact Idaho.
He and Governor Butch Otter talked about this at last year's Western Governors Association meeting in Washington.
We talked about this very issue, and he brought this up to say it's time for Idaho to be granted the permitting authority under the Clean Water Act. We've been working on it for a number of years, 20-plus years. The legislature's responded. Let's move this forward. This truly is at the heart of cooperative federalism.
Many farmers and ranchers in Idaho have already said they're excited to work with the state and feel confident the state will work in a much more proficient manner.
Let's face it, wildfires are going to happen. And at Mutual of Enumclaw, we want to do what we can to make sure we're all prepared. Even basic things like cleaning gutters and replacing missing shingles or roof tiles can help prevent wildfire embers from setting fire to your home. We can't stop wildfires, but we can be ready for them. And that'll help keep our communities and families safe. For more thoughtful tips, visit thinkwildfire.com today.
Chlorothalonil is in short supply this year, so I'm applying a new product, LifeGuard, a broad-spectrum fungicide that works great on early blight, late blight, and white mold. I apply it to prime my potato plants to be ready and resistant against disease. LifeGuard fits my resistant management program too. I cover a lot of acres using the low rate of 1 ounce per acre with no jugs to rinse either. That's why LifeGuard is part of my disease control program this year. Contact your chemical dealer today to apply LifeGuard fungicide from Certis USA right now.
Thanks for listening to the Farm and Ranch Report. I'm Rick Worthington.